else?
No, they say don't get smutty, it'll get sun on you. No, you don't have much of it now like they used to. See, these chimneys go right up into the room above just the same way. That's a real long chimney.
Yeah.
And they're up on top of, on the outside, up on top of the house.
It's a really tall house.
Yeah, it's real tall. The coastal ceilings upstairs are not as high as these down. You don't find all the houses through here with ceilings like this.
Yeah, this is really...
Now, I never suffered from heat in this house in my life. We bought an air conditioner and put it in here when the first came out. And my husband said, well, he wasn't going to shut up the room to run the air conditioner. He wasn't going to be shut up in a room. So Marla was just a little boy. We took it out and gave it to Marla. Because we had floor fans and things like that, but where you could leave the whole house open and get air. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call what you're sitting in? That over there? Or yes.
This is they call this a den, this room.
I mean the piece of furniture.
Oh, well this was a now, they gave me that chair about 2 or 3 years ago for a Christmas present. And then that was in my family, that chair. But these were Anne's pieces here. That table over there in the corner was my table. But then these were Anne's other things. She just mixed them around, you see.
Yeah. What about this one sitting?
That's Anne's sofa.
Could you ever call it besides a sofa?
Well, some people say Davenport, but a Davenport, I don't know what's the difference. We always just have a sofa. But long years ago, the sofas weren't near as long as ours now. You never saw in an old antique home a real long sofa. They were smaller. And most of them were mahogany with velvet and stuff like that on them. You didn't see a sofa covered all over in tapestry when I was a child.
What do you call the piece of furniture that you find in the bedroom that you keep closed in with drawers?
Oh, called a bureau or a dresser.
Those are the words you use. And
we had wardrobes.
What exactly was the wardrobe?
It was just like a closet that sit on the floor and went up high and two doors open, one door would be where you'd hang up your clothes and the other with shelves.
Did this house have closets in it?
Huh?
Did this house have closets in it before?
Not a closet, not any downstairs now. Not a closet. Except under the stairway, there was only closet in this house. And they have some air conditioner, something in there. Uh-huh. But upstairs, the reason the rooms are not quite as big as down here, because they made closets upstairs. But I might have spent one night in my life up there. It's, I don't know whether I ever spent the night up there, but I'd put some of my guests up there sometime.
What do you call the part at the top of the house, above the upstairs?
The roof? Or the ceiling that we call
right
it?
Right under the roof. The roof.
The attic?
Yeah.
And Anne's got, they have floored the attic up there. I haven't been upstairs since I came home from the nursing home. They have floored the attic up there and they put things up there.
Was it floored in before?
No. It was just an opening that way you could go up on top of the house, opening in one of the rooms up there. I don't know how they get up there now because they just haven't paid any attention.
The kitchen was outdoors.
There was a back porch across the whole side of this house. Now, that little porch you see there now, they closed in each end of the porch, you see. This, my little living apartment was closed in from the back porch.